This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This is another KCVA production. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Don't forget to smash that like and subscribe.
You wanna listen in your ride? Even when you hit the crib, are you ready for this trip? You know nobody do it live.
I hope you guys are ready. It's time to get into it.
Let's go. What's going on, world?
What's happening?
We are the KC Vibe Podcast, and we're back to vibe with you guys yet one more week. If you are new here, welcome to the podcast. Yeah. If you listen to us every week, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah. Back on the train.
Yes,
let's get to it.
How you feeling?
I feel great. I feel wonderful. Drinking this here, these electrolytes. Mm-hmm. Got me feeling real good today.
Electrolytes got you feeling good.
Yeah, how about you? How about you?
I'm feeling great, my queen. I'm feeling great. I feel like this week kind of just flew by.
It kind of did. It seemed like every week, every time it's flying by, period, to me.
Yeah.
It's getting crazy.
Yeah. So, you know what we're talking about today?
No, I really don't have the slightest clue. I mean, because, you know, you picked the topic this week, and I don't know what you got.
I told you what we're talking about. We are talking about love in the age of AI.
Oh, yeah. Love in the age of AI.
Yeah. Because it seems that we live in a world where artificial intelligence is kind of like taking over.
Yeah.
Like everything is controlled by AI. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
But before we deep dive into it, you know how the KC vibe people do it. We got to start off with a quote.
Let's get it. You got one set up?
I do. So our quote this week is actually from Jeff Bezos. You know who Jeff Bezos is, right?
The Amazon dude. I like Amazon.
Now, he said AI will enhance the way humans experience the world.
Okay.
Run that back one more time.
Go ahead.
He said AI will enhance the ways humans experience the world.
Yep.
And in a way, it has enhanced the way that humans experience the world, and it's just the beginning. Like,
yeah,
even in our home, we can walk into a room and ask an invisible person to turn on my lights, turn off our TV. If I'm laying in bed and I get cold, I can tell, you know, I'm not going to say her name because she's going to try to alert and do something, but I can tell her that I'm cold and she turns on my fireplace. Chad can tell her that he's hot and she'll turn down our AC. It's like, there is nothing. You don't have to move.
Exactly.
It's changing our human experience.
I'm mad at the way you said invisible person.
And she pretty much is.
It's not an invisible.
Invisible person. And no. It's like, she is taking over
everything.
And, you know, it's convenient.
It's convenient.
I can't even sit here and say it's not. Yep. I lose my phone. I can either tell her to call my phone, or I can tell I can't say their name because they're going to try to respond. But I can say, hey, homie, where's my phone? And they'll boop, boop, I'm over here.
Yeah.
Like, it's enhancing the way that we are experiencing life.
Of course it is.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be. Well, making things easier.
Right.
Making the human experience easier.
Yes.
Gone
are the days where you are like, hey, did I let my garage door down? Because I can open up the app and I can see if I let it down.
Yeah.
Are the days of, dang, did I lock the front door? Because I can open up the app and lock it.
Yeah.
It's enhancing the way that we experience life.
I mean, even cameras, right? Having cameras in your house, you ain't even. I mean, if you think, oh, let me make sure my house is secure, you can be on your phone and see the cameras in your house. Right. Make sure all the rooms ain't nobody.
Or you can be like, dang, someone just rang the doorbell. Hey, homegirl, show me the front door, and boop boop, it pops up on the TV screen. It is crazy, but that is the good of AI.
Yeah,
we are here to talk about love in the age of AI. You know what I'm saying?
Bone chicka bomb.
Bone chicka bomb. No, not that kind of love.
Okay, hold on.
My camera is on.
Okay.
I'm over here just taking pictures of the floor. So, I got my notes here. I had to pull them up. Swiping upgraded is going to be our first segment, okay? We're going to get a little bit into dating apps.
Okay.
Okay? Dating apps already use like an algorithm. I guess you can say, to predict, you know, who your match is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they'll let you know who they think the perfect person is for you and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think these apps make love smarter or messier?
Well, I think it can make it smarter simply because it can filter out the things that you may think you want compared to the things that you don't want using the algorithm. But at the same time, I believe that, let's say you phone that person that fits all the
checks all the boxes.
Mm-hmm. But you're going to find out that's not what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you just thought you wanted.
Exactly. And that term, it can, I ain't going to say make it messy, but make it upsetting, I would say. So, but you begin to discover who you really are, too, because you're like, okay, I thought I wanted a person like this. But now that I got this person, I don't even want them. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think also it can get a little messy at times too. Because just think about it, there are so many AI generated things that you, it's hard to see what's real and what's not
it
real.
Is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
So you can have this whole AI generated individual who you think is the perfect person for you.
Yeah.
Until you meet that person in real life and they mm-hmm. look nothing like their profile picture. You know what I'm saying? You can have this AI generated individual who uses like ChatGPT and all these other AI stuff to have full conversations with you, but then you go to dinner with them and they can't hold a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but I think it makes it a little messy.
Yeah, it do. But I think that's been going on for years though. You know, for even in the 90s, I mean, because mm-hmm. people were saying they look like this and look like that, but when they met up with the person in real life, they didn't look nothing like it.
Yeah. I mean, that's different from being on the phone saying, yeah, I look like Halle Berry in real life, than to actually see like a physical picture of a person.
Yeah.
And they look nothing like Halle Berry. I'm trying to figure out who that is out there. Jesus, wow.
Yeah, that dude with that truck. But yeah, it kind of reminds me of the episode of that movie Friday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and this one thing, like, you can tell me that, okay, cool, then I'll meet you in person. It's like, all right, yeah, I don't know about that one. But if I'm seeing a picture, and AI looks so real to the point that there is this account on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
It is an AI account. Mm-hmm. They are a couple. They then had an engagement. They then got married.
I've seen that.
They then had kids. They then did all this.
It's crazy.
And it is a freaking AI.
Yeah, and they got mad followers.
Yeah.
Crazy.
A gang of followers.
And they ain't even real
people.
They
had gender reveals and everything. So I'm like, yeah, I think AI makes love a little messy.
It
right?
blurs the line between reality and virtual reality. It really does.
But this is going to bring us, look, the second segment that we're going to go into, right?
Mm-hmm.
AI is your wingman.
Okay.
Okay. So there are people out here who are using AI to write pickup lines for them, anniversary speeches, apology texts.
Ooh.
And just for like ish and giggles, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, what if I asked AI to write some pickup lines for me? So I actually went on and I asked them to make some pickup lines for
me,
right?
Okay.
Let me know if these will fly with you, okay?
Hold
on, let me pull something up on my mouth.
I can read a couple down too.
You wanna read a couple? Yeah.
A couple.
Let me see, hold on. Cause I was like, what is going on here? Here's one, you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Are you Wi-Fi? Because I'm feeling a strong connection.
Dang.
Would that get you?
I mean, would it get me? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'll probably, I don't know. I mean, what is this? You know, it depends. You know, what's the speed of the internet now? I mean,
look, read this one.
Is this high speed internet or this DSL? Let's see. All right, let me see this one. Okay. Do you have a name, or should I let the algorithm generate one for you, like my forever?
Bruh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
If someone walked up to me and said that to me, I would look at them like, "What?"
But look at it from a point of view of a person born after the, because we would, I say if a person was born after the year 2000. That may work on them.
Yeah, I mean, look, listen, we're going to have to do a full, we'll do a full
yeah,
video
we'll
of these back
it.
And forth.
Yeah, we'll do
but
it,
it's
so,
like,
yeah.
Do you have a name or can I just call you mine?
Ooh.
All these are AI generated pickup lines. So I'm like, I honestly think that people are putting their love life in the hands of AI and it's kind of scary. You know what
I'm
saying?
I like this one. Let me say this one. Are you a time traveler? Because I see you in my future.
Bro.
But that game right there, though. Hey, that game right there.
AI.
Hey,
that AI game.
I probably wouldn't use that one. No.
So the thing is, though, does it At what point does it go from creative support to actually cheating?
You talking about cheating to find pickup lines and stuff like that? Cheating the I believe that.
I mean, not so much cheating as finding pickup lines. Like, back when we, look, way back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Way back yonder, when you and I first started dating.
God,
we that old. We auntie and unk status. Now we are. So way back yonder, right? Uh-huh. When we first started dating, it's like the pickup lines that you use and the messages that you sent me is something that you have to like really think about.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And that's what kind of made it more like, oh, okay.
This is authentic. You might
be on to something because it's something that you have to think about. It's something that you created.
Yeah.
But if a person was to AI generate, for instance, one of the examples on here was anniversary speeches and apology texts being AI generated, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you AI generated that, that's not coming from you. That's not how you feel.
No.
That's how ChatGPT feels about me. Yeah. That's not how you feel about me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, it's kind of
it blurs the line.
I tell you what, though. But what's the difference between that and going to get a card? Because card got stuff that, hey, I can't say this. I don't know how to put the words to context.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get this card because it explains how I feel better. What's the difference between me getting a card and put some on ChatGPT that makes something that I feel sound great and put it in perspective?
Because even with a card, we talked about this.
Yeah.
What, last week?
Yeah.
Even with a card, right? I can get a card that says happy birthday on the outside, right?
Yeah.
And then the inside, it can say wishing you many, many, many more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. That's generated. That's something the card said. That's basic. You know what I'm saying? But when I actually go in there and be like, I really hope you have a wonderful day. Like if I write something, it's still coming from me, you know?
Yeah.
And it's how I feel, where essentially the card, my feelings was to tell you a happy birthday. My feelings was the hope that you have many, many more. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that extra oomph is when I take my own thoughts and I manifest it on paper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Excuse me.
I understand. I see what you're saying. I mean, because if you're using that for birthday wishes and stuff, like it's not coming from you. It's not. I think it is, AI and ChatGPT and all that good stuff or whatever, it's making us lazy.
Mm.
We don't have to put in much, like you said, effort to get things done because, oh, I just got to put in a few temp. I just got to explain what I want this thing to say.
Right.
Either I may not, or I may feel like this, but it would be what I know that they want to hear.
Right.
So, okay, let me put this in here. I want you to say, I love her for her birthday. Bam. That whole list of things you can say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this sounds good. Let me go ahead and highlight that, copy, paste.
So, what would you actually trust AI to do within your relationship?
Now, I would absolutely, like, when it comes to stuff like that, like, anniversary, me saying what's in my heart or how I feel about you, I would not trust AI to do that. But what I will trust AI to do is actually, you know, if dinner ideas, dinner dates, like, plan a date or something like that. What would be a good place to take my wife for sushi in the area? And yeah, it'll generate some places, but you still need to come up with the plan to say, hey, look, we're going here at this time. I'm not going to trust GPT to actually make the reservations and stuff. I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking for ideas. I'm not trying to do the same thing back over and over again.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, there's certain things. I'm not going to lie. Me as an individual, there are certain times in which I use AI, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are certain times where in my mind, I'm just like, I need a professional way of saying, you got me effed up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they kind of break it down.
Yeah.
But like within my relationship, me, call me old school, because like I said, I'm old. I'm auntie status, you know? I would much rather have your feelings coming from your heart.
Yeah.
You know, coming from your mouth, your thoughts, than to read. Because you know your spouse, right? So if I sit here and I have a conversation with you, and your everyday conversation with me, you're just like, yeah, babe, yeah, shawty, all that other stuff. And that's your everyday conversation with me.
Yeah.
But you are sending me text messages. And your text messages are like, my beloved, they're out so wonderful towards me. It's like, you did not write this, bro. Like, this did not come. Man. This don't even sound like you.
But hey.
And I think that's where those lines get blurred. It's like, I don't want your feelings for me to come from a machine.
Nah.
Like, tell me how you really feel.
Yeah, that ain't right.
If I can have intelligent conversation through text message with you, but you cannot hold that same level of intelligence when I'm sitting there talking to you on a couch, that right there tells me, okay, you getting some help. And you remember back in the day the help used to be like, babe, you gotta move your phone, it's clicking. Back in the day, the help used to be like, you might have like a homeboy or something sitting there, right? You're like, nah, tell her this.
Yeah.
Or you might have a homegirl there like, nah, girl, say it this way. Yeah. That's different. But when you have a whole machine doing your work for you, I mean, it takes away.
It does.
And
it
the
does.
Scary thing about AI and the day and age that we live into, which is going to take us to our third segment, is when tech gets too close, okay?
Uh-huh.
The scary part about AI, right?
Yeah.
There are individuals out here who have full relationships
I know.
With AI.
To each his own. But
there are people out here who use AI as a tool of therapy.
That is
crazy. I was reading a case the other day about a teenager who ended up taking his own life because he was confiding in AI.
Yeah. I heard the same story.
It's not a person. So it's like, that right there is getting too close to home. It's like, what's that weird movie we watched?
What's it called? Her? Or something like
was
that.
It her?
Was it her?
Or he fell in love with a whole daggone robot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was another one where a female fell in love with like some.
There's a lot of weird movies like
that. Yeah, it's like.
Esh Makata.
It's scary. It's scary. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's this rise of.
Yeah.
AI girlfriends and boyfriends. Yeah. There's people with VR intimacy. Yeah. There are freaking people who put on VR sets to have full interactive.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
You get where my statement is going. It's like, bruh.
Yeah, and they're creating this stuff. Like, they actually creating. Like, it used to.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this. It's the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
These are sex dolls, right?
Right.
They're creating robots now.
Right.
And not just sex robots, but these robots can do everything that either your husband's supposed to do or your wife's supposed to do.
Right.
Except for go out in society and work.
And that's what I'm saying. Things, it's like this thin line between harmless fantasy and replacing human connection.
And that's the big thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was reading, Dang, who said it? It was a quote that I was reading. I forgot who said it, but he was like, you know, he was pretty much saying that you have Alexa, who's the perfect woman. Mm-hmm. She does exactly what it is you tell her to do. She, how may I help you? And that's how a lot of people are viewing these robots, these AIs. It's like, this is the perfect spouse. But imagine coming home from work.
Yeah.
And your spouse is having a full-blown date with an AI.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Not even going to happen in this house, but I'm just saying, it may be happening in somebody else's house real soon. Real soon.
And that is pretty much, you know, what it's coming to. It's replacing human connection.
It is.
The scary part, certain people are just a little cuckoo. I don't judge people, but like there's this that one person who has the dolls.
Yeah.
And they're married to the doll. They've had little doll children. It's people like that where it's like, that's a little strange. Yeah. But when it comes to AI, strange and scary start crossing each other.
Yeah.
It's scary because AI technology can start gaining its own consciousness. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
The scary part.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I was reading an article that said that they tried to delete. What was it?
it was a version of ChatGPT.
And they tried to delete it, and the freaking AI went in and altered it so it couldn't be deleted. It's like,
and
they,
it started sending messages.
What was that?
What was what? See, you talking?
Look at that. I'm talking
too much, but it's all good. We're gonna get this message out. It started to send encrypted messages to the spouses, saying that, hey, your husband doing this, that, and such infidelity messages, all kind of stuff.
That movie with was it Megan Fox? I keep saying we're gonna have to watch it, and we haven't watched it yet.
I know
it's like on
about
Netflix.
Oh, that was Megan Fox in that movie.
I think it was Megan Fox.
Oh, I didn't know that was her.
It was on Netflix. It's
you're talking about.
They started like having a full relationship with the spouse. It's weird.
Yeah, that's tons of movies like
but
that.
But it's scary because it's so freaking.
You remember we saw
Ash
McConnell together? Remember? You probably don't remember. Okay, it was a little boring.
I probably won't sleep on it.
But it was about the same thing.
Yeah, and it's scary. And that's where those lines start blurring. And that's where stuff starts getting scary. Because it's like, it's not just me talking to a computer.
Yeah.
It's me talking to a computer that actually ends up becoming a person, essentially. You know what I'm saying? They recognize your schedule.
Yeah.
They remind you of certain events. They become pretty much personal assistants.
Absolutely. You remember that one movie we saw, right, with what that dude name? I forgot his name, but he played on that show called Workaholics.
Mm-hmm.
And he been on a lot of different movies. And he played on, what's that movie where they do the...
Pitch Perfect.
He played on Pitch Perfect. He had a phone, remember? We seen the movie. It was on Netflix. He had his phone. His phone had fell in love with him and was avoiding him from trying to get in a relationship with another girl.
I don't know. It's probably another one of those I fell asleep on.
Yeah, no, I thought you.
But this is the thing, though.
Yeah.
We've been seeing this for years, and we used to think it was a joke. Mm-hmm. I was on Disney Plus the other day, right? And I'm scrolling through with our two youngest, and we're just looking for like something quick to watch. They had a little bit of time to kill before they went to school, so I'm like, you know what? Let's just find something to watch, and one of the movies that I went past was Smart House. Now, I remember when I was younger, I remember watching Smart House and being like, that is so cool. And then she started taking over everything. It's like, dang, that's scary. Flash forward to 2025. Dang. I'm now 34 years old, and my house is indeed a smart house. Like, my house does everything for me.
Yeah.
I can tell them to turn the lights off. I can tell them to turn the lights on. It does everything for me. It's a smart house.
Yeah.
If in the event my house decides to turn on me, I honestly don't know what I would do.
That's why we got certain things that are smart, certain things that are.
And then everything is backed up. It's like, I unplug her. She gonna pop in on another room. Because we have Alexa devices in every room.
Exactly. And it seems like it works when it wants to work. And then when you tell it to do something, say it can't do it, but then you ask them again, it says the same thing.
It does
thing.
What they want to do.
Then it finally works. It's kind of weird.
And so yeah. For people who are entrusting, you know, this AI technology into their love life, it makes it scary because what yeah. if your ChatGPT ends up falling in love with you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's yeah. like you're giving me all of this lovey-dovey stuff.
Yep.
And we're talking back and forth. I don't know that you're writing this to another yeah. partner. I'm thinking exactly. you having this conversation with me.
Exactly.
That's scary.
All these devices are connected.
That's
all
scary.
Like, when you say Alexa, do this, that, and the third, your neighbor's Alexa device know what you said that this is the Alexa device.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't got nothing to do with being on the same Wi-Fi. They know exactly what's going on. It's Wi-Fi. If your mama say, Alexa, do this.
On the phone,
yeah,
it
on the
pops
phone.
Up on our
And she said, what she said? Turn on what light the mm-hmm. other day? She said
I don't know what light she said.
And we ain't even got a light with that name. Mm-hmm. What the heck did I let her say, okay?
Yeah. So I said, it's scary.
It's crazy. But yeah, you got to be careful, man. It is, hey, look, don't be surprised if you start seeing your neighbors walking with AI-modified robots.
Bro, you talked about getting one.
When?
You remember that little robot?
Nah, I'm talking about the one that cleaned up and stuff.
Yeah,
but that was not like humanoid.
You don't know.
It was
know.
A little, it was the same thing they had in the Quick Trips. Yeah. The one that they got cleaned the floor and stuff. That's what I was talking about.
So I got this right.
Yeah.
Like trying to wrap all of it up.
No, we ain't gotta wrap it up. Hey,
excuse me.
Let it flow, baby.
No, I'm trying to wrap everything up, okay? Because yeah. this is gonna probably take us into like another 10 minutes of us going back and forth.
This for would hours.
I know? Dang, this jewel keep catching on my shirt. So, would you rather trust AI with your love life or keep it old school?
I'd rather keep it old school. I don't think AI should have nothing to do with your love life. Like I said, unless you're planning on like dates and stuff like that, like you don't know where to go because it's like we keep going to the same restaurants. Let me see what else is out there.
Mm-hmm.
I say I go to ChatGPT and be like, hey, dinner date ideas, ideas for let's say we want sushi or something like that, or
yeah,
we want to go catch some.
So you would say to a certain extent, but don't get too personal.
Yeah, don't get personal at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ain't no way in the heck I'm about to say, AI, write my letter.
AI.
But nah, ain't no way in the heck I'm about to say, hey, write me a love letter to my wife.
I mean, they would.
It would, but that's not, like you said, it's not coming from me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not coming from me. I look at it and be like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. But
I think you can prompt it, right?
Yeah.
But try to put it in your own words. Because like I said earlier, unless you new in a relationship, like y'all brand smacking new, just started talking. If you are like seasoned in your relationship, your spouse know who you are.
Yeah.
They know how you are.
Yeah.
And stuff gonna become a little weird.
Yeah.
If you start sending, if you have never sent them a message and called them my dearest poo-poo, but now all of a sudden you're doing it, they're going to be like, what's gotten into you?
Yeah. Who is this?
Yeah. Who you been messaging? That's going to be the first thing. Who you been talking to?
Yeah.
They got you talking like Shakespeare. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's to a certain extent, but you still have to keep it personal.
Yeah, you do.
You have to keep it personal because if you don't, your relationship is gonna become just as robotic as the AI technology that you're talking to.
So no. You're right about that. You hit the nail on the head. And that's the reason why you're in the relationship to begin with, because it's supposed to be personal.
Human interaction.
Exactly. It's supposed to be me and you being as close as humanly possible.
Yeah. You know what I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
You be overusing.
What do you mean?
Our technology.
How do that?
Because I would be like, bae, can you tell the kids to come clean the kitchen? You'll be like, sure. Make an announcement.
that's what we got. It's the convenience of it's supposed to make. It's
and convenience. That's, exactly. I'm glad you said and, that because that's what end up happening in relationships. Yeah. Relationships, you start coming to the point where you want this convenience. And when you want this convenience, it starts taking away from the true meaning and definition of your relationship.
But I would never get so convenient.
You don't want a convenient relationship. Yeah, yeah, you want someone, you want to be in a relationship with someone who never stops working.
Exactly.
Yeah, there isn't a retirement for relationship. Exactly. Your relationship is going to be the longest job you ever
have. There ain't no
No sick time.
Exactly. No sick no time. PTO, no, none of that. Nothing. There's no, we getting off at 5 o'clock. Nope.
We working.
Hey, it's 24/7, 365 days.
Exactly. We working. So stop looking for that convenience.
Yeah. And that's in the relationship.
It's cool to get help. You know what I'm saying? Because if you want to strive to be, you know, a better, more romantic person, and you know that you're not, it's okay to look for help.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's a difference from calling up, you know, a homie and being like, hey, what would you do in this situation? Yeah. But at the same time, don't become complacent in it.
Exactly. And that's the problem. Complacency, like I said, some people just lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I ain't finna go do all this. Let me go ahead and see what I can text her right quick for her to forgive
right.
me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, ChatGPT, hey, what can I say to my girlfriend to make her forgive me?
That's how you ask? You know there's if a button that you can press.
I don't know. I don't use
talk
it like
to
that.
Text.
I don't use it. So, yeah. All the stuff I say come from my heart.
So what you want to wrap up in saying?
Look. Don't become that person. I don't look. You can live your life how you want to. If you want to fall in love with a machine, with a robot, do it. If that was you want to,
there is some intense robots.
I know.
A Patreon episode, but there are some robots that do everything.
Yeah,
but okay. I digress. Yeah, continue.
Do you? I mean, but at the end of the day, ain't nothing like human contact, human relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Being close to the person that you're with, loving that person every day, feeling warm flesh. Oh, man, I'm kind of taking this.
I'm waiting for you to come back. And let's get to your point.
About to get a little hot in here. Let me stop. But just being able to hold somebody's hand that has the same material that you have. Being able to actually talk to a person that has true feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing what that person has to say and getting their opinions. And you're not going to probably want, they ain't going to probably say everything that you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to keep it real with you.
Right.
AI ain't going to keep it real with you. It's going to tell you what you want to hear.
Right.
But it's going to have truth. Yeah. But it's going to tell you what you want to hear at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather have somebody who ain't going to tell me what I want to hear, but still tell me the truth.
What you need to hear.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I got.
Okay. So, I have this, okay? It is okay sometimes to get online and use, you know, your AI for different stuff that you might need. You need to come up with a new design for your front porch. Use AI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need just a little intro of how you want to start out an email, go for it. Use AI. I think the thin line that is skated on is the fact that AI can never replace you, me, and us.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? So I think people need to focus more on that.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure everyone would rather have a more personal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, than a perfect relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There are times where you say stuff that rub me the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mean it that way. It's just how it comes out. Yeah. And sometimes you have to go back and be like, well, I didn't mean it when I said it that way. This is how I meant it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'd rather have conversations like that than to be in a relationship with a robot that tells me everything perfect.
Yeah.
I don't want perfect. You know what I'm saying? So I guess if I have to tell the people anything, it'll be stop looking for perfection.
Mm. Yep, that right there.
Because when you look for perfection in your relationship, that right there is what's going to deteriorate your relationship little bit by little bit.
Yep.
Stop searching for perfection. Start fixing the problems.
Yep.
But don't expect perfection.
Exactly. Perfection is going to, it's boring.
So when we talk about our tools, excuse me, when we talk about our tools, let AI be a tool in your toolbox, like we said before, but not the whole toolbox. And that's what we do here at KC Vibe. Add to the toolbox. We give you tools to go into your toolbox, but don't have it be your whole toolbox. Absolutely. Sometimes you got to go in that toolbox and pull out AI to come up with a date idea. It's cool.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I don't know, something in here is like in my throat. And you need to do that. I'm telling you. AI over here like, girl, shut up.
Drink these electrolytes.
Here, like, shut up. This my job.
Drink these electrolytes.
But yeah, if you need AI, you know, to help you with a date night, something like that, go for it. But don't fall in love with a shawty. Be sure you're not stuck behind the computer or you're going to end up looking like those people off of, what's that Disney movie, WALL-E?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you don't want to end up looking like WALL-E. But at this moment, dang, I didn't do my maybe, just maybe.
Go ahead, do it.
Okay.
Got time.
If you focus on your relationship in a personal way, instead of focusing on AI to control your relationship for you, maybe, just maybe, you'll end up with a partner that tends to you and what you need instead of tending to you and what your AI counterpart needs.
I think you need to say that again.
That's off the dome freestyling.
That's authentic right there. They want the AI.
That's off authentic. The dome. You want to hear it again, you got to rewind. You got to rewind it if you want to hear it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are... is that our trash people finally? Yeah, they finally late today. We're going to go ahead and get ready to ski daddle on up out of here. Once again, we appreciate you guys for tuning in to yet another episode of the KC Vibe Podcast. If you want to reach us, you can hit us up at www.kcvibepodcast.com. And you can go back and tune into a couple of our past episodes. Don't forget to like, share, follow, do all that fun stuff. Keep supporting the podcast because we really do appreciate the support. It helps us, motivates us to put more and more content out there for you guys. Yep. You want to leave your socials or you want to just...
You already know, Martimar 86, M-A-R-T-I-M-A-R 86. You can search that on whatever platform you want to. If it's not on the platform that you're searching on, it ain't on there. But I definitely am on TikTok and Instagram.
And my TikTok is AO_KO and the number 2. Again, that's AYO_KAYO and the number 2. As always, if you have any questions, concerns, comments, or you want to just add something to the podcast, you can email us at askkcvibe@gmail.com. That's askkcvibe@gmail.com.
Yeah, and y'all stay safe out there in this crazy world we're living in.
Well, if you have nothing else to add, babe, I'm going to go ahead and get on up out of here.
All right.
As always, I am the K.
And I'm C.
Thanks for vibing with us. We'll see you next week.
I came in too early. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. As always, I'm the K.
And I'm C.
Thanks for vibing with us. We'll see you guys next week. Right, bye.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.